Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Another thrilling spilling episode, 5:30 to 6 every week, buddy. Coast to coast, better than most. The show will go on. Well, we got a lot of topics here. We got Buccos of just, I think they're out of it. They've probably been out of it for months, but for all intents and purposes, they're done. Steelers, anybody want to talk about the game on Saturday night? Anybody have any opinions on who should be cut, who should be kept, how they looked, predictions? Give me a call, 516-666-9990. We got a lot of things to talk about. Bright spots for the Pirates? Not many. Bell, maybe. Big trades coming up. I do believe Cole and McCutchen will get dealt. Somebody said Kang is going to come back and play. Doubt that. I doubt that very much. Will we see Polanco again? Who cares? Anybody have any thoughts on Marte? Anybody have any thoughts on Cervelli, always hurt? Big price tag there. Guys always hurt. What about the Steelers? How do you think the first team offense looked? I didn't think they looked too good. And the defense got shredded again by Tolzien. Who's he? Don't look good. I'm going to make a prediction here. I hate to say this, but I think they're in trouble. I know it's early, and I know it's only exhibition, and any indication of what's looking ahead here. I'm a little worried. I can't make a prediction that they're going to go to the Super Bowl with that look. I'll tell you, they just don't look good to me. That first-string offense didn't look good to me. I thought they were going to move down the field and score. There's prolific offense they have. Man, didn't look good. I'll tell you another thing that didn't look good, that defense. That was a second-string line they had in there with Tolles and the quarterback. Shredded them. I got a phone call here. Let me go to the line, see who's on here. Go ahead, you're on Goss Talk. Go ahead.
You like the Pirates?
Do I like,
you like
Pirates?
The Pirates? Yeah. Doesn't sound like you like them.
I don't like what they're doing. I don't like management. I think the management has let the team down big time. How about you?
They just don't want to spend the money.
So it seems you don't want to spend the money. Why be an owner? I mean, if you don't want to win, why be involved? I know you want to make money, but don't you one day want to win?
For the fans, it would be great.
Yeah. I mean, one day bite the bullet and go out and get some players. They knew Kang wasn't going to be there. They knew Marte was suspended. Did nothing. Zero. What do you think of that?
Poor planning. Yep. You're right.
I mean, I like the Pirates. I've always followed them. I always liked them. I don't like the management. And I don't see anything coming up on the horizon to change anything. They're always rebuilding. They're always in a rebuild mode. It's been like that for the last 10 years. We're, you know, I mean, it's the same old, same old. Do you go to the games a lot? You go to a lot of games?
No, none. I quit.
Oh, so you're disgusted too.
Yeah, I don't see going down there wasting my money.
Oh, I don't blame you. I haven't been down there.
I'll listen to them on the radio.
Where do they get rid of McCutchen? Wait till they get rid of McCutcheon, see what happens then.
That's true.
What do you think they're going to do with him?
Well, they can't afford him because they don't want to spend the money. He's getting older, too.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't, like I said, I don't follow him like I used to. No.
Yeah.
Maybe if they got, like you said before, if they would spend a little money and build up their reserves, have a better, what do you call a bench, other than the starters, somebody to put in there. You got that Gerso, or that Jaso, or Gerso, what's his name?
John Jaso, yeah.
Jaso.
Yeah.
What's he playing Major League Baseball for?
I've been trying to figure that out all summer. Hurdle keeps putting them in there. I don't know. I don't get it. They got a couple young kids on that team that could play, and he keeps putting him in there. I don't get it. I don't understand. You know what? I think Hurdle's time has come. Maybe he's disgusted. He hasn't signed a. He hasn't re-upped or anything. So I'll see what happens with him. So I don't know if he'll be back.
I think he is.
I think. Yeah, but he has nothing to work him. I think he's getting disgusted with the whole deal. Like the other day, he even said, he goes, well, this is what I had to put in. This is, you know, I had nobody else. They wouldn't bring anybody else up to in the bullpen. They were a little short. He sounded like he was disgusted to me. He's usually an upbeat guy. I like Hurdle. I always did like him. Maybe he's getting a little fed up with the nuttings, which I can't blame him.
Yeah.
But, hey, thanks for the call, bud. Thanks for the
okay.
call. Call back.
All right.
I'm on every Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Well, we got another call here. Who do we got? You're on Gostop.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Murph from Florida.
Up? Yeah, hey.
What's up, Murph?
I was listening to your previous caller.
Uh-huh.
Former employee of yours.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, who was it?
Huh? He's out there right now promoting
Saul Green.
Was it Jeffrey? He's out promoting Saul Green as we speak. No, it was Bill.
Was it Jeffrey? Billy?
It was my brother Bill.
I didn't know that. Why didn't he say that?
Well, he wanted to see if you guessed him. I was like, good. I tried to call Reen and ask him what his favorite color was. It was Saul Green.
I haven't heard Billy's voice for a long time.
Yeah, well, about 5 minutes ago, you know, before the show, I texted him and Jeff and my brother Bob and telling you at the Gos Talk Radio and Kevin. So I don't know. Bill called in. He was great. I heard him. I got a call. I said, what do you think about the Pirates? I said, oh, geez, Bill. They seem to...
I knew it was a 412 number. I figured it was around here somewhere.
I surprised you didn't recognize his voice.
No, I didn't. If he'd have said Saul Green, I'd have got him.
Well, I tried to get a hold of your wife there to give you the note, but nobody answered. So
she was on the phone. She was cackling on the phone.
He was cackling on the phone. I agree.
Yeah. I heard her in there laughing like hell.
I don't know if she was in the car, went down the bus stop to pick up Floyd, but, you know.
No, Floyd's on time here. He's there. He's over there. He's taking calls. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I was a little surprised she didn't answer, but that's cool.
Yeah, I had no idea it was Bill. I haven't. Well, he didn't say too much. Only when I asked him to talk. So
yeah, I know.
He disguised it pretty good.
I thought he'd say something, but he didn't.
Well, that was good. That was a good call.
Yeah. So
anyway,
a couple issues on the Pirates. I agree. Poor Hurdle. He's got to be pulling his hair out there. You know, they're not. And the worst part of all, as bad as they're doing at times, they look good. But nobody in that division wants to win. You know, the Pirates is up and down, but they're only two games up on Milwaukee. The Pirates are only seven out. I mean, that may be monumental at this point for the Pirates, but, you know, any other team, if they got hot, they'd be right back in the race.
Well, if they beat the Cubs three straight, they can get back in.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like I said, the Cubs aren't setting anything.
They're playing them tonight.
Are they 69-60, do they? That was who's on tonight?
They're playing the Cubs in three-game series in Chicago. If they sweep them, they can get right back in this.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that when they beat St. Louis three in a row and then beat Mets or somebody too, and I thought, oh man, they're right back in it, and they just fell apart again.
Well, I agree. Nobody's wanted to win this thing for the whole year, and I'll tell you what, Nutting didn't want to win it either.
No,
either when I've got somebody. He knew Marte was going to be suspended. He knew Kang wasn't going to play. He did nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
He did nothing.
Like I said, that when they were losing, somebody told me one time that they were the third most profitable franchise in baseball because they had a $36 million payroll and a $58 million worth of revenue sharing. So you do the math. That's $21 million without even putting the person in the seat.
Not to change the subject here, but I wanted to talk about your Pitt team. But they're predicting that Penn State's going to murder them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Penn State's preseason number six.
They're predicting a slaughter.
Yeah. Well, what's the spread? It's got to be at least 10.
Oh, at least.
Well, you know, and again, it all depends on how this Max Brown does too. You know, he's kind of the unproven gem.
Yeah, rough.
You see his replacement at USC is the AP preseason first team All American.
I see that.
But Max Brown started
at USC. You'd be heading out there pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, the week of the 9th. Yep. In fact, I'll be out there during the Pitt Penn State game. So, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I'll be out there watching him. I mean, and then you got who's it? Lamar Jackson at Louisville. Now he's a Heisman Trophy winner, and he's second team. I guess because of his lackluster performance at the end of last year after he won the award. You know, so he's got a lot of making up to do.
Never impressed with him.
No, he's reminds me of a better Vince Young, and that's good in college, but doesn't translate to the pros.
Exactly. That's who I was thinking about, but I couldn't remember the guy's name.
Oh, the other thing I heard the other day, I was listening to the show before I get to the Steelers, Fox Network, NFL Network, they come out with Tony Gonzalez, the blonde chick is, and Wanstead. They also added Michael Vick to the group. Michael Vick, you've got to be kidding me. Are they going to have him on the sidelines eating hot dogs? Here's the fresh hot dog. We just grilled our little pooch. I mean, put him up in the hot dog. Here he is right here. Get your hot dogs.
And where is this at? Fox News? Fox Sports.
Fox Sports, yeah. When he's on with that NFL group with Wanstead and him. Yeah. I mean, I heard that, and I actually put it on rewind, and I told my wife, I said, Linda, listen to this. Am I going nuts, or did they say Michael Vick? Yes, they did.
Wow.
So you talk about, of course, it's Fox, so what would you expect with, you know, with the way they love Trump and everything? Why not put Michael Vick on there? Hell, you next you're going to get a neo-Nazi is one of their reporters in the White House. But anyway. Anyway, Steelers, we didn't get them down here. I saw they lost, which really doesn't, you know, preseason doesn't matter to me. I'm not sure. I looked at some of the stats. Looks like Connor had a pretty good day. Very, you know, he had 4 or 5 carries, but, you know, a yards per carry, he was the best of all the backs. I didn't see. How did the first teamers look?
I'll tell you the truth. I thought that when Ben
don't
came
tell
in,
me they're
going to okay.
stink because you lectured me 2 weeks ago on that, but go ahead.
When Ben came in, they drove the ball downfield. Somebody blew an assignment. They were driving the ball. Somebody blew an assignment. I think it was Jesse James. And he got strip sacked, and they recovered the ball, and they went right down the field and scored with Tolzien as a backup quarterback. And
oh, you're kidding me.
Three backup linemen chewed the Steelers' first-team defense up.
Well, I'd like to say, I saw Andrew Luck didn't play. The score was, what, 19-15, but I didn't get any much detail about it. So that, you know, like I said, I said 2 weeks ago. And, again, I apologize for not calling in last week. I was in a coma. But I wasn't too impressed with Atlanta. Went right down.
A little worried
field,
about
huh?
this team. I'm a little worried
oh,
about
shit.
This team.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You have a right to be. You know.
I mean, they got chewed
and
up.
I'll tell you what. Did you? I don't know if you watched any high school football over the weekend. You know, Chris, I'm always big on that, particularly here in Florida. But Pine Richland Rams were on it. I guess you had that round robin weekend up there in PA, where they bringing teams from all over the place. Well, they did.
Yeah.
And they played some team. It was on ESPN. They had they played a team from Ohio, from Dayton, Ohio, Lane. They have some Ohio State recruits on there. They're pretty good sized team. I pulled them up on Max Prep, and they're rated 54th in the nation. Pine Richland ate them up, 35-0 at halftime. That quarterback for them threw five TD passes in the first half.
It was a quarterback.
He's unbelievable. Yeah, from Pine. I've got his name. He's a senior. He's committed to Notre Dame.
Was his name Tom Herman, was it?
No. But he's chasing my stats. He's 6'5 and 200 pounds. He's unbelievable.
It was a kid they had last year, wasn't it?
No.
He got hurt, remember?
Yeah, I think it was. So, the kid that's at Pitt now, I think either there was another one between them or whatever. But this kid, man, he's the real deal. Holy moly.
Wow.
Yeah, 35.
What's Pine Richland rate?
They were in, according to Max Prep earlier, just like they're in like 200s in the nation. Fantastic, really. But they're in like fifth or sixth in the state. But the way this team looked, they come out, they crushed them on defense, and then they just destroyed them. I mean, I think you're going to hear a lot from this kid. So,
I think he's
saying, because of it.
Didn't they? I thought he was recruited for Pitt.
He may have.
Oh, he might be going to Notre Dame. Know where he's going, I think.
Yeah,
Notre
he is
Dame.
Going. He is going. He's committed to Notre Dame. But Pitt has one of the quarterbacks who was competing against that Max Brown for the starting quarterback.
DiNucci.
Yeah, right. He's
That's DiNucci
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll
he's supposed to be pretty good too.
Unbelievable. He's 6'5". he's good.
Yeah, that DiNucci's 6'5".
Is he that big, too?
I don't know how big that Max Brown is.
He's about the same.
Yeah.
About the same. But anyway, so we'll see. I mean, I'm like you. I'm a little leery of them going up there. And, because Penn State's got their act together. Let's give them credit. I'm not a Penn State fan, but they came around last year. And I think they should have been in the Final Four there because they were the champs. And as bad as stinky as Ohio State did, they certainly could have done any worse.
Right. I agree.
So
I agree wholeheartedly.
If you're going to pick a Big Ten champ to represent, take the champion, not the runner-up. Of course,
right.
A couple of years ago, Alabama proved this wrong there, too. They lost to LSU and turned around and beat LSU in the championship. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I think it may be a long day for Pitt unless the defensive backs get a little much more aggressive than they were last year.
Put
some offense. Oh God, no! I think
I'm
going to
make a prediction. Remember what I said right now. Cleveland's going to upset Pittsburgh first game. Watch.
No, it may happen. Cleveland looks pretty good. I've been watching them in preseason.
Yep, you watch.
I sent something funny. guy I worked with for 35 years. His name's Dave Shipley. He's an avid Cleveland fan. I saw a joke I had to send him. It said about the Cleveland Browns had canceled their practice. They had sent everybody home, all the fans home, because they found some unknown white substance on the field. They didn't know what it was. So they brought in the dogs and everything, you know, and they sniffed around and checked it out. And here it was, the goal line. They'd never seen it before, so they didn't know what it was. So it was an unknown white substance, they said.
That's a good one.
You see they're going to start the kid from Notre Dame. What's his name?
I see that.
Sean something. Yeah.
The Kaiser. Sean Kaiser.
Yeah. In front of that Osweiler. God, how much money did they pay to keep him? Oh, my God.
Oh, I got breaking news here. North Korea just fired a projectile toward Japan.
Towards Japan, did they really? Oh, God.
Thanks for that up, Floyd. No problem.
Yeah.
Hey, I got another caller on the line, pal, and thanks for calling, Merle.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, maybe he's going out to help save the Steelers season. All right. Enjoy. See ya.
All righty. Thanks for the call, Merv. And now we got another call here. We'll get to this caller in a second. Let's see who we got. Go ahead, you're on Gostop. Go ahead.
Gosman.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Will Dog from Dayton or Columbus. One of them places up there.
I can actually, you know what? I can actually maintain one spot now that I don't have Merv on me, you know? So he's caught off the Dog.
Right,
I can stick with a little bit.
Hey, see what a little beer and booze can do for you? You got the Dog's call off.
Exactly. So, God,
yep.
I got to ask, what'd you think about this overhyped, overblown fight that took place on Saturday? And what do you think about the stooges that paid $99 to see it?
Well, like I always told you before, Will Dog, I would fight both of them naked in front of Wendy's for maybe $100, $200. And it would be a better showing than what they had.
I'll tell you what, Gosman.
And I'm not kidding you.
That's true.
I wouldn't pay a nickel to watch it, okay? And if they were fighting in the backyard, I'd pull the blinds down, okay?
I knew what McGregor's strategy was going to be, because the only opportunity this guy was going to have was going to be in the early rounds 1 through 3, to actually connect with something to knock him out. You know, if he had that kind of power behind his punch. After that, I knew once Mayweather, you know, all Mayweather had to do was get through 3 rounds, and it was his fight from the very beginning. You know, but that's what I mean. I wouldn't have paid $99 to watch it. You know, I kind of laughed that everybody finally figured it out, that it was just one monstrous payday for both of them after the fight.
Well, they laughed all the way to the bank. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what do you think? So, next question is, what do you think the Buccos, what do you think they're going to finish with? How far back do you think they're going to be? Right now, they're 7.
Well, they'll probably get swept in Chicago. I wouldn't doubt that. I would say 15.
Okay. I think you're right. Well, in a good division, you know, if they were in the Astros division or Dodgers division, our predictions would have been right. I mean, I thought they'd be about 30, maybe 40 games out by now. So,
yeah. Well, like I said to the first caller, I don't know if you listen. He said, I don't like the Pirates. I said, oh, I like the Pirates. I follow them for years. I don't like management.
Exactly.
I think management don't want to win.
And that's a shame, Gosman. Yeah, I mean, and you got talent on the team. I mean, McCutchen turned out to be a hell of a ball player. I know your thoughts on Marte and Polanco. Marte's probably one of the most gifted as far as a natural ability, but no brains. You have some talented people. Cole could have, I think Cole could have been or may develop into a pretty good pitcher, but you know, you don't want to pay anybody. This is what you get.
Sure. I agree. I mean, they knew, you know, they were the hand they were dealt, and they never did anything about it and didn't care. So I wouldn't go down and watch them. I haven't. And, again, if they were playing in the backyard, down go the blinds.
last question, Gosman. I know the show's wrapping up here soon. Steelers, I didn't watch the game this weekend. What's your predictions? What are your thoughts? I kind of caught the end of what you were talking to Merv about.
I'm a little worried about this team, man. I made a prediction that the Browns are going to upset them first game. I'm a little worried about this team defense.
Okay.
They're getting shredded by nobodies.
Ooh.
And that cornerback, the cornerback play, the one guy, Ross Cockrell,
mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Mm.
He couldn't watch you or me. Okay? And
that's not
guys like Brady and these Rodgers, and they're going to chew this team up. I'm telling you, they're going to chew this team up. I just can't see them. I can't see it. I just can't.
So I can't remember what season it was. A couple of years back, I mean, it's 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Out of the gate, they lost five in a row. Do you think that this is a team that has the ability to do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that defense, yeah.
Ooh. Not good.
I don't know about five in a row, but Steelers usually start out slow and get better as the season goes on, and that's a sign of a good team. But I'll tell you what, I don't know. They got picked apart by second team. Their first team was ripped up by second string guys, quarterbacks.
Ooh. Ooh.
Not good. Not good.
That's not a good sign.
No.
You know? Especially when you're known as Steel Curtain, you know. Defense
right.
has been in this team's history since Mean Joe Green back in the day, man. So you got to have, that's a big piece, part of the game. And I got to tell you, I heard, didn't the Patriots lose Edelman? Isn't he out?
Yeah, he's out for the year, but Brady, they're going to bring in Bozo to Klein, and Brady's going to make him all pro.
Yeah, I heard they were bringing in that Frankie Nunez kid from TV. You know, he's like 5'3".
I think they may be bringing in Ronald McDonald, and Brady's going to make him an All-Pro.
There was someone on social media talking, oh, man, they were cursed. I said, no, you don't get it. I said, Brady could make me an all-star wide receiver today. All I need to do is walk on the field.
Yeah. And you can't even catch.
Exactly.
Listen, Will Dog, I got about 30 seconds left of the show. It's been great hearing from you, and I will contact you soon.
You got it. All right, Gosman.
All right, there goes Will Dog. All right, there's Will Dog. We got about 15 seconds left. We had a great show. Every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Talk about anything you want. Sports, bring it, brother. Later.